have a Bible, turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7. If you're familiar with where that is, that's the last part of the Sermon on the Mount that our Lord preached. It's a great sermon, chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7. And we'll see what the Lord has for us. Matthew chapter 7. And we'll begin reading in verse 7. Matthew 7, 7. Ask and it shall be given you. This is not talking about the lottery. Amen. Ask and it shall be given you. This is more of a spiritual prayer. And seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Father, thank you for your word today. And I pray, Lord, that our hearts would be open to your truth, your guidance, your help. May we search the scriptures, Lord, and may that be our strength today. I pray that we'd honor you by honoring this book. In Jesus' name, amen. To seek is to go in search of. It's to look for. It's a pretty strong word. Seek for, seek after. The Bible says seek peace and ensue it. That's a good thing. And so it's important. You'll never have the peace of God until you make peace with God. So as you're seeking, God shows you things, and then you're able to receive and find. Seek and ye shall find. That is really a promise in the Bible. My grandmother gave me a Bible when I was confirmed. I was confirmed in a Lutheran church at 12 years old, and that was 30-some years ago. Boy, the time flies. But she put in the flyleaf of the Bible, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Back in the book of Genesis, in the time of Noah, the Bible says, my spirit, God speaking, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And it's an interesting thing. Sometimes God is real close and real speaking to us. I mean, he's always there, but sometimes we're not listening. Amen. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. In the Bible, Philip went and found Nathanael, and he said, we have found the Messiah. And he brought him to the Messiah. You have the woman at the well. She went into the town. She said, come see a man told me all things whatsoever I did. Is not this the Christ? She was saying, I found the Christ. I want you to find him too. That truth is all through the scripture. Back in the days of the gold rush, when somebody found the treasure, all these mines full of gold, they would cry out, Eureka. And that means, I have found it. That's a blessed time. That was a happy time. Amen? And if you find something out about God, and you find something out about the Spirit of God, and it begins to work in your life, a doer of the word, not a hearer only, it's a Eureka time. Amen? Because your life changes. God changes it. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, and ye shall seek me, God says, and find me when ye search for me with all your heart. You'll seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. We have a bird feeder out in the front, our front yard, and it's in a tree there, and we love to feed the birds. We haven't paid the rent for 4 months, but they really eat that bird seed. They just flock to it. And as soon as the sun starts coming up, there they are, and they're there all day. Sometimes you have to fill that feeder 8, 9, 10 times a day. Maybe not that much. But the seed just goes down. And it's such a blessing to see that, to see how hungry they are and to know you're having a part in, you know, feeding the birds. But anyway, we enjoy that. You know, the Bible says the word, the seed is the word of God. That's a blessing. We're saved, the Bible talks about being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. And I'm sure it pleases the Lord when he sees his children just feasting on the Bible, because it is that seed. It produces so much in our life, and we'll be looking at that today. What are you looking for today? What did you come to church looking for? Well, the meals have been pretty good lately. And, this, that, and the other thing. But when we come to hear the word of God. God's in that. Amen? And God wants to speak through his word. I'll fumble and forget and do a few things while I'm preaching, but it's still the word of God, and God wants us to feast on that. It pleases him when we do that. I know when we did missions work in Romania, because they did not have Bibles, because they did not have preachers or churches, they had one. I think the equation was one pastor for every 80 churches. And they just, when we went over there, no matter where we were, we'd go to a village. Everybody would come in the village. We'd go and stand in the middle of apartment complexes, and everybody come out on the balcony. You would fill the old halls where the political decisions were made, and you'd fill them up, 200-300 people, and people standing outside, just everywhere, and because they were hungry for the word. Amen. And man, I've got, I don't know how many Bibles I own, and if you want to buy me another Bible, amen, I'll take another Bible. But I just got one from my daughter for Father's Day. But it's such a blessing to seek the word of God. In Proverbs 2:4, it's about understanding. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for his hid treasures, you'll find understanding. That's what Proverbs is all about. So to give us that understanding, to give us that picture of God. But the key word there is seekest and searchest. But see, that has to be something real in our hearts. In Zephaniah chapter 2 and verse 3, the prophet said, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, because those two qualities really help us live for the Lord. The psalmist said in Psalm 27:8, when thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. When God says, seek me, he said, yeah. Doesn't that make sense? And when we seek God, we have the promise. If you seek him with your whole heart, Jeremiah said, you'll find him. And there's a lot of testimonies here about that. We found the Lord. I'm not talking about he's standing there. I'm talking about we found him in the scriptures. We found him in our heart. In Jeremiah 45:5, seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. Seek God first. And we just sang about that. We don't see things as they are. I'm reading this. This is a quote from someone. We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. Let that sink in a little bit. Here's another quote. You don't know what you don't know, right? You don't know what you don't know. But if you don't know that you don't know, that's where the problem is. Amen? When we think we know, but we really don't know. That's what Jesus said to the Pharisees when he healed the blind man. He said, if you would have said you were blind, I could make you see. Spiritual application. But because you say, we see, we get it, then you remain blind. Because they were following something that was not true. It was a lie. When you think about the Lord and our relationship to the Lord, we love him because, the first cause, he loved us. Amen? The Son of Man came to seek and to save those that were lost. Amen? And so we have that. We all know, as saved people, how God came to us, how he spoke to our heart. Maybe it was in a church service. Maybe somebody showing us the Bible. Maybe it was just, I don't know, listening to the radio and some preacher came on. Whatever it was, you knew that God came and he spoke to you, and you felt that presence of God. That's life-changing. Amen? And he did that because he loved us. Luke 19:10, the Son of Man is come to seek and to save them which are lost. That's what he came for. It says about Israel, Isaiah 62:12, and they shall call them the holy people, Israel, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Another word for the nation of Israel is the sought out ones, because God sought them out. And I'm thankful he does that, and he does that because he loves us. We are precious to him. There's a precious soul in each of us, amen? And God gives us new life, and he saves our souls. Unto you which believe, he is precious. We love him because he first loved us. We're precious to him, and we love him because he is precious to us. That preciousness, that love, comes from the first cause. The Bible says about the Holy Spirit, he hath shed abroad in our hearts the love of God. That's what he does. That is his work. So we're born of the Spirit, filled with the Spirit. It's a great life. Amen? Not without trials, but you know God. You know God. And to know that you know him, there's so many verses that talk about that. We sang, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And why would we do that? Because the Bible says later on, in all things he might have the preeminence. Amen? He ought to be first place. We ought to look for him before we look for anything else. He is a prize to us. In Acts chapter 8, we have the story of the Ethiopian eunuch. And again, I've said it before, he's coming back from Jerusalem. He's reading the book of Isaiah, the scroll there, and God sends Philip to him. And Philip joins his chariot and says, do you understand what you're reading? And he says, how can I except some man guide me? And Philip began at the same scripture that he was reading and preached unto him Jesus, because he knew that scripture, how that applied. Well, here's a man that went to Jerusalem, the religious capital of the world, and couldn't find God. He's going home discouraged. He doesn't even know what the Bible means. And somebody explained to him what the Bible was. He accepted the Lord, amen, and he went on his way rejoicing. That's the result. Maybe you will find him today in a different way than you've known him before. That would be a blessing. But when you find him, it's a eureka moment, amen? And there are things that I will say today and read in the Bible that you already know, but maybe God will apply them in a wonderful way to your heart. Or maybe you'll see something that you've never known before. Anytime I prepare a message, I go, wow, wow, that is really good. Amen? It's not that my preaching's good. It's God gives me something that's really good. Amen. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And again, that means because he's the preeminent one. It just makes sense to do that. In Luke chapter 6, Jesus has healed a bunch of people. And after he did that, it says, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went out virtue from him, and he healed them all. They sought to touch him. They saw what he did in somebody else's life, how he helped them. That's the purpose of our testimony. Amen? That's the purpose of coming to church, loving God, loving each other, loving the Word, amen, serving God, because people see that. And that's something very, very important to us. Just makes sense. Seek and ye shall find. There's a verse that says, him that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently, what's that next verse? Can't remember that next verse. Seek him. Yeah, that's what it is. How did I forget that? When we seek him, that's when he answers. He will answer our prayers if we do that. In 2 Chronicles 15:2, there was a prophet by the name of Azariah, and he went to the king Asa, and he made a statement, the Lord is with you if you're with him. Matter of fact, I think I'm just going to read some of those verses. This is, you don't have to turn there. This is 2 Chronicles 15. Verse 1, the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you. Boy, this is great. The Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. That truth is set in stone over and over and over in the scripture. While you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Now for a long season, Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, without law. And when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. They didn't have instruction. They didn't know the true God, and they were departing from that faith. And God sent somebody to tell them. Amen? And they followed the scriptures. That was a blessing. Where is this? I think it's Luke chapter 2, where Mary and Joseph and Jesus, he's 12 years old, they're coming back from Jerusalem. And There's a lot of people there that are traveling together, and Mary and Joseph didn't realize that Jesus stayed behind. And they lost track of him, you know. And so I think it was 2 days later. Was it 2 days, Richard? 2 days later, and they said, "Where's Jesus?" "Well, I don't know." "You don't know where Jesus is? Where in the world is Jesus?" "Oh, he must be back there. Let's go find him." That's what it says in Luke chapter 2. You can read it for yourself. Anybody here have children? You have children? And you're in Walmart or you're in Myers, and all of a sudden you turn around and go, "Where'd little Johnny go?" "Oh, well, he'll find his way to the car. He's 5 years old. He should be mature, you know." No, what would we do? We would go looking. Amen? If we're not experiencing, living, knowing what God wants us to have, we ought to go look for it. Amen? Seek, and ye shall find. I used the illustration of the guy who was chopping down the tree and the axe head fell off the handle, went in the water. He stopped chopping. That's a smart guy. Amen? And he went looking for the axe head. And maybe if you lose your axe head, it's time to find out where it went. Because this is Eureka. Amen? I found it. Boy, when you find him, it's so precious. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And so we see some wonderful things. Love the Lord with all your heart. How do you do that? You just love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, right? We have an eye gate to the heart, and we have an ear gate to the heart. What you hear affects. Here's the verse. "The ear of the wise seeketh knowledge, and the eye, mine eye affecteth my heart." So what we see affects our heart. We all know that. And what we hear affects our heart. That's the eye gate and the ear gate. And so we want our hearts to be right with God. So keep that in mind as we go through the scriptures. Do you want to find God? Do you want to find the true God? And what does that even mean? Do you want to, when you find God, have a relationship with him? And what does that mean? Job said in Job 23:3, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him." Think of that statement. This is Job. He was a very righteous man. It says, "that I may come even to his seat." These were dark times for Job. I mean, times of suffering, times of misunderstanding, times of false accusations, all kinds of bad times for him. He had nobody. And he says, "Oh, that I knew where I might find God." Well, God was always there. Amen? And obviously, eventually, he found him. We have John chapter 14, verse 9. Jesus saith unto him, this is Philip, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip?" We've been saved a long time. I mean, some of you have been saved since you were a child. But whatever the time frame is, "Have I been so with you for such a long time, and you've not known me?" How do we get to know him? How do we get to love him? How do we get to experience God? It's not a location. Amen? The woman at the well, she said, "Well, our fathers worship in this mountain." And Jesus says, the time is coming when it won't be the mountain, it's the person. And that's what it is. It's not the place, it's the person. We have in Acts chapter 27, Acts 17, 27. This is where Paul is preaching about the unknown God. They had all of these idols, and they had made one idol to the unknown God in case they missed a God. And so Paul is preaching the truth to them, and he says this to them, that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not very far from every one of us. God wants us to seek him, but more importantly, God wants us to find him. God wants us to experience him. God wants us to have fellowship with him. That's what he wants. That's what the scripture says. Job 42:5. The end of the book of Job, Job said, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Therefore I repent." He said, "I came to a place, I was a righteous man, but I didn't know the things of God the way I should know them." Amen? You're good people. I'm good. I try to be a good pastor. But there's things we need attached to God about a closer relationship. The prodigal son, when he came to himself, what did he do? He went to the father, right? He found his way home. Isaiah says, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. In chapter 3, 4, and 5, he's saying, woe unto them, woe unto you. He's condemning everybody else, and rightly so. They were sinners. But when he saw the Lord, in Isaiah chapter 6, it says, woe is me. That's what he said. Woe is me. This is for me. Sometimes you sit in a service and say, boy, that's really for them, or that's for them. And how can the preacher preach that? That's for him. And all the time, God is saying, this book, the book of James, says this book is a mirror. And we look into this mirror and we see ourselves. God shows us ourselves so that we can see him. Amen? And then it transforms our lives. It's just such a blessing. But it says about Isaiah, then he said, the Lord said, who shall go for me? And Isaiah said, send me. Send me. That was a bold statement because he saw the Lord. Paul said on the road to Damascus, who art thou, Lord? And Jesus answered, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Oh, what wilt thou have me to do? See how it changed his whole life? Whole life, because he found something in God. Ephesians 3:19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. If that's the only verse we concentrate on today, let me read it again. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And God wants everybody to experience that. He wants us to know that love, the love that's shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. It's a gift. And we love him because he first loved us. And you can go through all those verses. But to know it and to not experience it, we need to seek after it. And well, I can quote the verse and I know where that's found, and you just turn over this chapter and we go through the scripture, but God wants us to live that scripture, to experience that scripture. Romans 5 tells us the same thing. So here we are. Seek and ye shall find. You believe that? That's what he says. He promises that. If you seek him, you'll find him, if that's what you want. Job said, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Jacob said, the Lord was in this place and I knew it not. Where's God? Well, he's right there. Well, I don't know that, but we ought to know it. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Amen? And so we experience that. It's a good thing to experience. Let me give you this example. The three wise men traveled a long distance. They followed that star, and they came, and Herod was there, and of course Herod wasn't on the same page as the three wise men. And they said, where is he that is born King of the Jews? That's who we're looking for. We've come all this way. We're seeking the baby Jesus. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? And Herod had his wise men look through the scriptures. And they came to Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. Oh, he's born in Bethlehem. And so when they heard that, where did they go? They went to Chicago, New York City. They went to Bethlehem because that's where the Bible says he was. Amen? And well, where is God? Where can I find God? What good is it? It's in the Bible, all the directions. It's a roadmap. It tells us, what's the word say? There was a word behind me. I think this is Isaiah. A word behind me that said, this is the way, walk ye in it. And so he gives us the Bible, and it's the eye gate, it's the ear gate. We hear it, we see it, and it draws us to God, and it leads us to God, to all of this blessed life. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, and are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Thy word is truth, and the Spirit guides us into all truth. And we're changed by beholding. Beholding what? Beholding the word of God. That's what is in that verse. James 4:8. draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. That is a promise from God. That's not just some man telling you, I think you ought to do this and maybe this will work. God is saying, if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. The prodigal's coming back home, the father runs out to meet him. It's the perfect example of that. And God wants to do that for everybody. So here we sit. What are our hearts like? What are our minds filled with? What are we looking for? We need to look for God. Amen? Seek him, and you'll find him. And that's the most important thing to seek in this world. Such a blessing. Psalm 100, verse 2. Did I give you? Yeah, I gave you James 4, 8. Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. Psalm 100, verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. That's a good one. Psalm 95, 2. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord with psalms. He went on his way rejoicing. Why? He found the Lord, the eunuch. He went on his way rejoicing. We ought to find something every time we come to church. Every time we open the Bible in the morning. Every time we're getting ready to nod off and sleep. Not here, amen. But at night, and you go to bed, and your mind is filled with, oh man, this is trouble. Oh boy, look at this and look at that. Casting down imaginations and every thought that exalted itself against the knowledge of Christ. Bringing into captivity all of those thoughts. Quote the Bible. That's how Jesus defeated the devil. Amen? It is written. It is written. It is written. Blessed is he. Blessed is he. And you say all of those verses and you're going to bed and now you've got a different perspective. He wants to help your heart. Amen? You can find him on your bed at night. You could find him driving in the car. You could find him in church. Amen? Because he's such a blessing to us. All we have to do is come. There's a author and a preacher. His name was A.W. Tozer. Great, great books. But he has one book entitled The Pursuit of God. Think of that. The Pursuit of God. It's a great book, and there's a lot of quotes from that, but I want to give you just one. It is important that we get still to wait on God. Be still and know that I am God. And it is best that we get alone, preferably with our Bible outspread before us. Then, if we will, we may draw near to God and begin to hear him speak to us in our hearts. We get alone with God. We just take it easy. Oh, I got to be somewhere in 5 minutes. And boy, it's going to be a bit. Get up 10 minutes earlier. Amen? So you have time in the morning. Open that book. Pray. Read. God will speak to you. And if you'll do what I suggested as we're going through the book of Proverbs, read a chapter for every day. On the 13th day of the month, read chapter 13, and so on and so forth. It'll change your life. Change your life. Augustine wrote this, to fall in love with God is the greatest romance. To seek him, the greatest adventure. Boy, it's an adventure. Hasn't it been, Linda? We have had an adventure. Life is full of adventure. The greatest adventure is to find him. The greatest adventure to seek him. To find him, the greatest human achievement. Seek God with your whole heart. And when you find him, it will change your life. Billy Graham said, don't let past mistakes keep you from seeking God. Oh, man. Look, I did this wrong and that wrong. Well, you've learned something from it. And God's done something in your heart because of it. Amen? And the world is amazed with somebody that can come out of the pit and live for the Lord. Seek him, no matter what the past is. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3, and I say this, bring a Bible with you. And as we turn to scriptures, obviously in Sunday school, bring a Bible. As we turn to scriptures, you can turn there too. Search the scriptures. But here's the verse for that. Revelation 1, 3. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy. We read and we hear. The eye gate and the ear gate. That's how God reaches our heart. That's how we find God. I have said this before. If you have a Bible, look at Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And we'll read some verses there. Ephesians chapter 5. Remember, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made. And you go down through that, and it's fabulous. But the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is called the Word. Amen? There's a reason for that. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Jesus said in John chapter 6, the words that I say unto you, they are spirit and they are life. All of the verses about the Word, it's magnified. Magnified, the psalmist said, thou shalt magnify thy Word above all thy name. It's the Word, it's the Word. We need to spend time in the Word. We need to meditate on the Word. We need to memorize the Word while you're out in the world and the battles come. Think no evil. Amen? Once the devil gets you thinking evil, that's really a bad place to be. And so you know the verses to use, and you use them against the devil. Ephesians chapter 5. Let's look at verse 18. 5:18. Look at the last part of that verse. Be filled with the Spirit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Be filled with the Spirit. Anybody quote that? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Those are good things. They're all good things. So to be filled with the Spirit is a wonderful thing. And this is what the Lord's telling us. Be filled with the Spirit. Let's go on a little bit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. And then it goes into the home. It goes into the family. That's a beautiful, beautiful text. Look over now at Colossians. Colossians chapter 3. The filling of the Spirit produces that song in your heart. It produces a submission. It produces a seeking after God. This is Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. All right, let's see what the results of the word is in your life. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Whatsoever you do, do all in word or deed, do all to the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father. Wives, submit, and then you've got husbands and children again. You have the family again. Amen? When God really works in a home, boy, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And here, being filled with the Spirit is being filled with the Word. And not a hearer of the Word only, but a doer of the Word. Because if we're just hearers, we're deceiving ourselves. So Christianity doesn't work. I've read that. Doesn't work for me. Let it get into your heart. Amen? Well, I don't know how anybody could be joyful or have comfort through a situation like that. I just don't know how that... Well, just let like Job. Where is he? How can I go on? You might as well take my life, Lord. But boy, God brought him through something miraculous. Amen? I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes see it. Therefore, I repent. These are such wonderful, wonderful truths. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And you'll find rest unto your soul. Amen? Is that true? Well, I've tried it. It doesn't work. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He will help bear your burden. He will be there. He's the God of all comfort. I mean, it's endless. All of the promises in him are yea and amen. It's impossible for God to lie. So he says, seek and ye shall find. Seek and ye shall find. Boy, that's a blessing. Amen. So keep seeking. But seek him with your heart. That's what Jeremiah says. I will be found when you seek for me with your whole heart. I think it's important. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for your word today. I pray, Lord, that with all of our hearts, with all of our strength, we would seek you. Thank you for the promise that we'll find the blessing. I pray today for everyone here, Lord. So many trials, so many misconceptions. We don't know what we don't know. And I pray like Solomon, I'm like a little child. I don't know how to go out and come in. God, give me wisdom. Your wisdom. Bless, please. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, please. Let's not lose.